Thank you for the good introduction. Surprisingly, I'm also on tour, and I was traveling from Seattle to North Carolina, and the time difference for me did not work out. So I'm having to do this in my car, driving back home. And I hope to get to connect with you regardless. I will start with my first poem. She doesn't want to spread her legs because the first time she did is the first time she died. She chewed her feelings and pain and the shame of her nakedness ate away the strong woman she used to be. She was far from home and the smell of tamar could have made her lungs collapse. Now she doesn't want to spread her legs. She's afraid of what that first time felt like. She can't stand her naked body since that night. She tries and it never works out. She cries, but her laugh and her wail sound the same. So they think she is tears of joy, maybe. She doesn't want to spread her legs. And even when they know why, they still want to tie her lips. But she wants to open her mouth and speak about the injustices that have been done to her body. How her temple has been defiled by rich, dirty, powerful hands. How her nights have been tormented by cursed thoughts. How she hates to be a woman. How her spirit calls for vengeance. How she calls out to the Lord, but remembers that she was taught that he too is a man. She doesn't want to spread her legs. The only time she intentionally spread her legs, she was in love. But there was too much light in the room, so when the curtains fell, her scars were exposed. And the lover did not like what he saw, so he left. And now she cries. And no one hears the sounds of her wail. They think, oh, maybe it's another poem, not realizing that she is the poem. That's the end of it. I wrote this poem thinking about the many women, especially who go through sexual violence and abuse and all that, especially being immigrants of a different state or country. And I was thinking about all those women and especially artists, because I have had personally stories of young women and artists, and not just young women, but also men altogether that have been sexually harassed or abused just for in foreign states or countries for people by people who just promise them the world, but nothing ever happens. So when I was thinking about that poem, I was thinking to myself, if something of similar, if something similar to that happened to me, and I decided to use my voice of artistry to write about it, people would equally just think, oh, she's just being creative. That's just her nature. It's a thing she does. And they don't realize that sometimes these are the things we go through, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and I try to be very vocal on matters such as those. And that was the first point. Now, allow me to speak in my language, which is Swahili. I speak three languages, by the way. I speak English, I speak Swahili, and I speak my mother tongue, which is Kikuyu. I haven't written much poetry in Kikuyu, but I have written a lot of poetry in Swahili and English. Now here goes some Swahili. Wanaescape mosquitoes chini ya neti, wao pimwa malaria VCT. Hawaogopi risasi ndani ya gun, wanaogopa kofia mkono imeshika gun. Powders na filters mwasaidia kupaint perfect pictures before 5-inch screens. But behind the scenes pimples zatoshana na dimples zikiwa zimeunfold. Na rough ride ya maisha tena filters haiwezi kuwa smooth. Cheki. Tumejifunza kutoa uchafu mdomoni kwa kucha, alafu bila kunawa tunakula kwa sinia moja. Ni sisi ni watu familia, na sisi ti watu familia tu. Sisi ni familia moja, tumetumia WhatsApp groups kujuana kimwili, alafu repercussions tunapelekea admins in hidden tongues. Ndoa za kando siku hizi zinaanza na nitumie hii WhatsApp status, alafu tuna expect a serious partner out of a relationship that was initiated by a meme. Ona, vitu serious tunachukulia vichekesho na vichekesho tunachukulia serious. That being said, nasikia kuna moyo fulani imespotiwa chicken in after kuku ku expose kifua kwa windscreen. Bad mind ya binadamu ni si wala ni heaven, but up to this time hatujui kama heaven kuna ghetto. Ati dhambi za binadamu hufanya snow. Okay, kama black ndo the new white, makanda kusema wanasema kweli shenga wingu na Mwambie hata wakiniita masaya wachawi bado nitawaroga. Na wakikuuliza mimi ni nani, mwambie naitwa Koi na mimi ndo mfanya wa marafiki wa dhati, wanaanza kutupa mbao. I like the confusion in the room. that poem, to be honest, I was very interested in seeing or trying to figure out whether I could become a hip hop artist. I have not succeeded in doing any of that. I cannot keep the beat. That one. So it explains why I'm a spoken wordist in the first place. But that poem was really written about Nairobi. I wrote that poem to just describe the situation of Nairobi sometimes. Normal things are happening in my city. Nairobi is a beautiful city. Anyone who's not visited Nairobi is welcome to visit Nairobi. No, I am not there at the moment. Nairobi is a beautiful city, although even in its beauty, when the sun goes down, Nairobi can become a little bit of too much. So that poem was really just written about Nairobi and some of the stories and the things I know about Nairobi. Now, if you can allow me, I'd also like to read a number of poems. And this next poem, now the only challenge I'm having here is that I cannot ask any questions.
Sorry, we lost you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about that. I'm on the road and it's raining and everything.
Oh, well, we're glad that you're fine. We'd be happy to hear your poem.
Were you able to hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you now.
Fantastic.
Okay.
All right. I'll read my next poem, if that's okay, which is titled, What Miracle Happened? She said, wow, you've grown so light since we last met. What miracle happened to your skin? And I didn't know how to respond to whatever that was. It did not sound like a compliment. And the more I think about it, the more disturbed I become. Did you hear that it was miraculous that I became a little lighter? That I lost a little blackness? And wow, it had to take a miracle, because sometimes in these kinds of environments, acceptance means losing a little bit of yourself, a little bit of your origin, a little bit of your accent, your ethnicity, your language, the way you say literally, and the way you do your hair, and a lot more. I mean, it could only take a miracle to lose all that in such a short span of time, right? Do you know that some migrants, that some immigrants, if not all, have to lose parts of themselves to be accepted in a country such as this? Do you also know that that never happens? I mean, I learned I was black while applying for a visa to the United States of America. Who picked that for me? Why does it sound so foreign? Why is my entire identity being described in a box? Why is some other person ticking that section for me? My race feels like something I have to become or something I am becoming. Oh, my dear children. My children attend school in an American school but come back home to an African home. Our roots are imprinted deeply into our system. We build home, but governments have adapted our system of governance. So that way, it is easier to get materials wrong, because people need the latest phone models with cameras make it look a little brighter. Our society has grown so light since we last checked. What miracle happened? Even Africa doesn't look like the Africa we have previously seen on TV. My goodness, did Africa lose a little darkness? What miracle happened? Oh, yeah, that's the miracle that happened.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.